That's one of the most lovely introductions I've ever had. I'd like you to travel with me. Hey, I just, you would have seen these on your seats. We obviously live by faith and we're stepping out, we're doing this thing. I believe it's time for the body of Christ to rise and be bold for Jesus. And so take one of these, have a pray. If you feel, hey, we'd love to support Daz and Bree and the Global Gospel team, that would be awesome. My book, we also sell books and merch. And again, it all goes into the Global Gospel Movement Charitable Trust to help me do what we do. So when you leave, please grab something. That'd be great. I'm going to give this away today. Who is someone in the room and you'd love to be able to share the gospel more effectively, but you struggle with fear? And even by putting your hand up, you're going to push through that fear, because when you put your hand up, I'm going to give you a book. Who's that? Cool. Come and get it. And you may be thinking, phew.
I'm a mental health nurse.
Wow. Cool. Man. Awesome. Lay your hands upon the sick and they will recover. Also, there's probably someone you go, oh man, I'd put my hand up, but I was a bit scared. Well, you've got another chance. I'm going to give you a t-shirt. So who's that? Yep. Okay, so just... that's a size small, so we can change that for you, Stan. It's one of my sizes, Stan. Also, I've got some wonderful friends here, Sean and Nikki. Sean is a part of our trust. He's kind of the brains behind Harvest Now and what we're doing. And his beautiful wife, Nikki, they support me. We do life together. So I'm so blessed and honored to have you guys sitting in the front row. That's awesome. Praise God. And I got my mum here. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for mum, obviously. Yep. But here's the deal. I stole some money off mum to pay some court costs a few months ago. No, this was like quite a few years ago. And I thought on the way to the courthouse, I'll call into the casino with mum's card. And we'll win some money and it will be happy days. Well, unfortunately, Mum, as you know, I lost all your money. So Mum said to me, you need to pay the money back, but you also need to come to church. Because Mum had become a Christian. At a charismatic Catholic church service, she met Jesus. So she said, I want you to come to church. I was more bummed I had to go to church than pay the money back. So I go along to church. This is really powerful, man. I want you to get this. I go along to church because I want to try and keep Mum happy because I've ripped her off. I'm sitting in the back of the church reading a surfing mag as this dude is preaching. He points me out and he goes, sir, come here. And I shook my head. There's no way I'm going anywhere near you. He came to me and he said, God has called you to be an evangelist. I'm still reading my magazine, looking at him going, oh yeah, whatever, mate. He said, God's called you to be an evangelist, an international itinerant evangelist. Get ready. You see, I didn't even believe in God. What the heck? It was like he was speaking in gibberish. And then a couple of years later, I had an encounter with Jesus. And what do you know? 24 years later, I travel around the world as an evangelist. Thanks, Mum. Yeah. 26 minutes. Right, put your seatbelts on. So good to be here. Seriously, my favorite place to preach in the whole wide world is at home. So good. I'm starting filming a TV show this week with God TV. Isn't that amazing? A 26-minute or 28-minute TV show weekly that's going to be on God TV. They'll be out on the streets. It'll be in my little studio at home. It's very exciting. And we've been working hard on Harvest Now. We're doing 6 Harvest Now schools next year. Andrew Cannon from the UK and myself, we've partnered together with Sean. And check the video out. Check it out.
Hey guys, Andrew Cannon here, and I have some really exciting news I want to share with you. Me and a precious friend of mine, Evangelist Daz Chettle, well, we've come together for a reason, and that is to stage and host evangelism equipping schools. These schools will be called Harvest Now, and it is exactly what it says on the tin. There is a harvest out there, and we want to teach, train, and equip evangelists in soul winning. These schools will take place globally, and we just want to bring to your attention that these schools are on the way. Harvest Now Evangelism School, and we look forward to seeing you there. We look forward to teaching, training, equipping, and sending you guys out in soul winning. So God bless you all.
Our heart is to inspire as many people as we can to share the gospel and train you and equip you to be bold for Jesus. You know what? The world needs you to share the gospel every day, and we would love to help you on that journey. God bless, guys. What if success is you just stepping over that line and going for it? And what if, no matter what you say, but you say that name Jesus, what if we really believe that that is a seed? Yeah, come on, man. Good preaching, dude. So Jesus saves. I think we kind of need to get that. Jesus saves. We need to believe this. That Jesus does actually save. There is so much bad news in the world right now, but Jesus saves. But Jesus saves. He saved a wretch like me. He saved you. Or if he didn't, he's going to today. Online. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. Maybe you're watching this going, I'm not sure about this God thing. Well, he's really sure about you. As a matter of fact, he died on the cross for you, as you, because he loves you. Jesus saves. He's amazing. He's the Prince of Peace. He calms every storm. Gee whiz, I've been through a storm the last month, and he's been with me every step of the way. When I was praying for you just before, I just felt God. He just keeps saying that he's turning your whisper into a roar. Your whisper will become a roar. So Jesus saves, but today I want to talk about the one. I want to talk about the one. You see, God is into the one. As a matter of fact, God sent his only begotten Son to get ripped apart on the cross for the one, for you and me. That's perfect love. That's what love looks like, Jesus on the cross. But just as he saved us, he wants to save your friends, your family, your neighbors, your work colleagues, people that don't know Jesus. He wants to save them. He is the Savior. Sin is the problem. The answer to the problem is the Savior. Jesus. Do you know the God that created the heavens and the earth? The Bible says he holds seven stars in his right hand. Do you know that same God lives in you? As I'm walking now, God's walking with me. Wow. When I leave this tent, like Craig was saying, this is not a church. This is a tent. This is the church. My church is slightly bigger than your church. He likes dwelling in a big church and a wee church. But as we leave this tent, we're taking God with us. Wherever we go, we take him with us. I remember I was preaching on the Gold Coast, suffering for Jesus on the Gold Coast. And I'd been preaching all morning and even into the afternoon, and I had one more service. I think it was four or five service I preached this Sunday. So me and a friend, we had a couple of hours downtime at the hotel before I had to preach the last service at night. So we jump in the pool in the hotel, and we're just chilling out. And then we jump in the spa pool, big public spa pool at the hotel. We jump in the spa and we're just chilling out, talking about what's going to happen that night, because we really believe that God was going to move powerfully. So we're in the spa pool and these two ladies come and jump in the spa. It's a public spa. That's what people do. And so as the ladies walked into the spa, we're sitting here like this. The steps are in front of us. We look away. Why do we look away? Because we've got wives. We didn't realize that that really impacted them. Because they were thinking as they jump in the spa that the guys would check them out, but the guys looked away. So that started some questions. One of the questions was to me, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a preacher. What? I said, yeah, I am. I'm a preacher. She couldn't believe it. A lot of people think that, eh? I got preacher on the number plate on my car. I pull up to lights often and people look and go, oh my goodness, that dude stole the preacher's car. We shouldn't judge. It's not nice. It's not kind. It's the opposite of Christianity, actually. So she said, oh, I'd love to hear how that happened. And I said, awesome, come along tonight. She said, what do you mean? I said, I'm preaching down at the church down the road. Come along tonight. And she said, oh, no, we can't. You see, because they'd come up from Melbourne to the Gold Coast, and they were on a girls' weekend on the wines, and who knows, there's new wine. You taste that, you never thirst again. So as I was getting out of the pool, because there was two of them, one of them was engaged, the other one definitely wasn't engaged. You could just tell she didn't like me, and that's okay. So she went, oh man, my back. So as I got out of the pool, I just said, hey, give me your hand. I didn't say, give me your hand, I'd love to pray for you. I just said, give me your hand. So she gave me her hand, and I just grabbed her hand. And I said to her, I said, check this out. Jesus, heal her back, and please heal her heart. And then I just jump out of the pool, get dressed. Well, I mean, I had togs and that on, and go to the church. So I'm preaching at the church on that night, and I'm preaching just about normal Christianity. What does it look like just to be a normal Christian? It actually looks like you. That's what it looks like. Tonight, 7 o'clock, evangelism training, equipping. It's going to be awesome. You'll get way more out of that than Netflix. You don't need to watch Netflix tonight or this or that, or come tonight, commit. Oh, but I'm not an evangelist. Great, that's why you need to be there, because there will be an evangelist here that can equip you. It's going to be a powerful night. No excuses, come. Why? Because we're in the greatest time of harvest ever. So come tonight. So I'm up there on the stage and I'm preaching, and I just had the thought, I said, you know, even a few hours ago I prayed for a lady in the spa pool. Actually, if we could dim the lights, just check this video out.
I didn't grab your back. But I grabbed your hand and started praying for her. In the spa pool, that's normal Christianity, man. Because I believe there's a living God that lives inside me. He wants out.
Come on.
But you can't give what you haven't got.
Yeah, come on.
Because people will see right through it. Yeah. You can tell a fake a mile off. Oh, they're here. How awesome is that? These are my friends in the circle. Well, that could have got awkward. But you see, that's normal Christianity.
Yeah,
that's just loving two people that are in a pool.
Yeah.
Love you guys. It's going to come. Is it hot in here or what?
See, what's so beautiful about that is we connected on Facebook. You see, it's my responsibility as a Christian, not evangelist. It's my responsibility as a Christian, if I meet someone and share the gospel, it's my responsibility to follow them up. Otherwise, we're just dropping babies on the street. What, you say my prayer? Sweet as, go and find yourself a church. Really? Jesus did not say go and make confessing Christians. He said go and make disciples. Discipleship starts after they've invited Jesus into their life. It's our responsibility to walk that journey with them. It's called priorities. It's called kingdom. Actually, I'm just thinking right now, another beautiful story. Yeah, this is cool. Because this story happened in that office just there, just around the corner, in that office there. A dude, he'd reached out to me and wanted Wes and I to pray for him. And so we meet here, and I'm kind of going, man, this dude's got some issues. But God. So we go into this room and we just start ministering to him. And you see, this dude had been struggling with heroin. Heavy, heavy drugs. For 25 years, he's the one. He's the one that Pastor Wes and I had the honor of ministering to. It's just normal Christianity. It's just believing God, the same words that are in the Bible, we can live them out. He breaks every chain. Who the Son? That's not that round yellow thing in the sky. It's the Son of God. Who the Son? Jesus. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Started believing that and just, you know, there was, isn't Wes amazing? Like, seriously. If you're watching online, Wes, I love you so much, man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be back drain lane. I love you so much. Such a man of God. We preached together at a conference last weekend, and he preached about the prodigal son. Oh, so powerful, man. He's such a good dad. Love you, Wes. So Wes starts ministering to this dude, and I just love it when Wes gets in that mode. You know, it's like fight mode. It's awesome. And things started happening. It was cool. And then I rang the guy the following day, and I said, bro, how you doing? He goes, yeah, I haven't had drugs today. 25 years of sticking IV needles in his arm, shooting up heroin. 25 years of full-blown addiction. We'll talk at the end. 25, what's that? Oh, quickly. Mate, just make it a minute. Sorry.
Hey, guys. The guy Daz is talking about was me. I suffered for all those years with drugs. And I came up here with Daz to see Daz and Wes. They prayed for me. And it's so true. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. I stand here today free because of him. But it wasn't just like I got set free, but everything changed. Everything. From that day, I was out telling people about Jesus. I couldn't help myself. Just, he's so good. He changed my family. He changed the way that I just act towards people. He's changed everything in me. So, man, yeah, if anyone's out there struggling with addiction of any form, I really feel that this is a divine appointment to be set free from that today.
Totally.
So, in fact, if you don't mind, Des, can...
Yeah, if you're struggling with addiction, get up here now.
Like, I'm not talking just drugs. This could be social media, pornography, shopping, anything. So many addictions keep us away from spending time with him, building relationship with him, and that's the only thing that keeps me going today. So if you're struggling with that, please come up.
Be bold, be brave. He can break every single chain today. You can walk out free. God bless you, bro. God bless you. Who else? See, this isn't interrupted the service at all. This is the service. Because it's about the one. Who else? Who else today wants to be free? You see, when you have been set free, you just believe others can be free. Just makes so much sense in your heart. Why? Because you're free. You're a living example of the gospel. You are the gospel lived out. You're free. Just like Michael. If God can set a man free of 25 years of full-blown addiction, He can do the same for you. You may be thinking, well, I don't want anyone to know. This is my little secret thing. I don't want anyone to know. Spoiler alert, He already knows. And He wants to love you through it, man. He wants to love you through it. Will you let Him? There's such a breakthrough anointing on you because you've lived this thing out for 4 months. I want you just to place your hand on these people's heads and just pray breakthrough all over them. Thank you, Jesus. More, Lord. More, 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 more. More. More, Jesus. Set them free, Lord. Set them free. Now it's time to walk it out. Now it's time to realize that you are free. You see, the devil is a liar. The Bible actually says he's the father of lies. So when you hear those voices, you should do this, you should do that, just go, no, devil, in your face, I'm free. My Bible says I'm free. That day at Living Waters, in the first service, I left my junk on the altar. I took that backpack of addiction off and I placed it on the altar and I said, thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. It's amazing. It's contagious. Way more contagious. Holy Ghost is way more contagious than Corona. Way more, man. You go into any coffee shop, any shopping mall, any public setting with Holy Ghost, and you say, Holy Ghost, who do you want me to talk to? He will never say, no one. Have a day off. You've been busy. He'll go, that one, that one, that one, that one, that one. And that's when we start living our faith out. That's when we start seeing people's lives impacted. There's something so beautiful about inviting people to church because you're inviting them into family. But equally is... What is equally as beautiful is seeing someone encounter God outside of the building. Awesome. Go back to your seat free. You are free. You are free. You're free. It's the simplicity of the gospel. You see, I think as we go on in our Christian walk, I think so often we can make it way more complicated than what it is. Like, serious. Jesus died so we can live. He died for us because He loves us. And when we understand that, when we understand that He loves us, He's for us, He's not in a bad mood, He actually likes us. God likes me surfing. I'm out surfing and I'm having encounters with God, then I start preaching in the water. People think I've gone crazy. It's amazing. Because I'm free. I'm free from people's opinion. And I was the guy that was so insecure and broken and worried about what people thought and wearing all these masks all the time. Trying to be this or trying to be that. Oh my goodness, it's tiring. It's so awesome just being free. We were, actually I'm going to just read you this poem. I don't look like the poetry type, you may have heard this before. It's super powerful. My friend, I stand in judgment now, and I feel that you are to blame somehow. On earth, I walked with you by day, but never did you show me the way. You knew the Savior in truth and glory, but never did you tell me His story. My knowledge then was very dim. You could have led me safe to Him. Although we walked together here on earth, you never talked to me about a second birth. And now I stand before eternal hell. Because of heaven's glory, you did not tell. You don't need to wait to come to the evangelism training school tonight to share the gospel today. You can come tonight to the evangelism training school at 7 o'clock and tell testimonies of what happened when you left here. Because the same Holy Ghost that's in you now is going to be the same Holy Ghost that's going to be in you at the end of the evangelism school tonight. And that same Holy Ghost wants out. Freely we receive. There's no full stop. It's freely we receive, so freely give. You're very quiet. Are you okay? Freely we receive. We receive, so then we give. Freely we receive, and then we give. That's kingdom. That's more interested in someone's eternal salvation than our little prideful feelings. Freely we receive. It doesn't matter how people respond. The Bible actually says, you will be hated for my name's sake. Were you hated this week? Persecution is part of it. There's people in China that are losing their heads because they believe the same gospel that I'm talking to you about. The harvest is ripe right now, but the harvesters are few. It's time for us as the body of Christ to harvest the harvesters and send them out. It's the simplicity of the gospel, man. We don't need key phrases and this and that. People say to me all the time, how do you start a conversation with someone that doesn't know God? Hello. I found hello works really well. Just hello, how are you? And listen to their story. You see, as you're listening to them, you can listen to Father speak about them. Because it's not a gift to hear God's voice. It's a birthright. This whole room is full of sons and daughters. Check this last slide out. Jesus on the cross. He could have taken himself down off that cross after 15 minutes and said, oh, Father, we sorted it. Happy days. Let's go. He hung there naked for 6 hours for you and for me. Cried out to God, his Father. Not Dad, help, get me out of here. My God, why have you forsaken me? The Bible says it pleased the Father to bruise his son. Do you know why? Because he did that for you. He did that so you can be free. He did that that you can be saved. He did that so your name would be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's absolutely amazing. He didn't do it so you could attend a church religiously every Sunday. He did it for your freedom, for your salvation, that wherever you go, you receive him, you give him. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, what does that mean? I'm glad you asked. That you've see, Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner. I want you to forgive me of my sins and come and live in me. I want you to calm the storm of life, that storm that's in me. I want you to come and calm it. Today's your day. Or maybe you're away from God. Do you know a really good way to check your heart if you're away from God? If you've been getting irritated with me as I've been speaking. I'm serious, I'm not even joking. If that's you, either one of those, there's mercy on this altar. I don't do eyes closed and hands up, that's just me. It's just a dad's thing. It's just a dad's thing. If you need to get right with God today, you need to get down here right now. You see, the success of my message today is not how many people respond. How horrible would that be? That's called pride, man. The success of my message has been obedient to him, saying the words that he's placed in my heart and my mouth. So today is your day. If you need to get right with God, or you've never given your life to Jesus, get down here right now before we close. And we're going to be closing in 30 seconds. Don't let fear hold you in your seat. You can be free. He wants to forgive you. Who else? God bless you. This is it. Today is your day. Who else? So good. I remember about a month ago, you're out there and God gave me that word for you. You got rocked. Do you know that word was to show you how real he is? Today is your day. So awesome. So good, man. So good. So brave. This is it, man. This is it. Hey, bro. Bless you, man. This is it, man. It's all in. By standing up here today, you're publicly saying, Jesus, I'm all in. You're not saying, Jesus, now I'm going to live this perfect Christian life, because none of us can. We all make mistakes. It's called being human. God is not looking for perfection. He's looking for sons and daughters. And he turns brokenness into holiness. God bless you, beautiful. Today's your day. What I want to do, come down here. Come down here. Come down here. We'll pray. If I could have everyone standing, please. And we're going to kneel. Michael, can you come up here and kneel with me, mate? Let's kneel down, guys. When I was in the lockdown, I just really felt God saying that in these moments, it's not about being an echo, reciting a prayer and being an echo. It's about a heart responding to his heart. and it challenged me. So here's the deal. I want you to know right now that God is listening. His ears are open wide right now. I want you in your own words, your own heart, to ask Jesus to forgive you and ask him to come into your life, because you're not handing over your heart today. You're handing over your life. Just right now in your own words. Bible says you confess with your mouth but believe in your heart. From the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Say this after me. God, thank you for Jesus. I'm all in. Use me today and every day to share your gospel. Amen and amen. The simplicity of the gospel. People got saved on this altar today. Why? Because of that. Because a king hung on a cross. He loves you guys with an everlasting love. Go and rock Christchurch for Jesus today. Amen and amen.